The prostate and the testes are exclusive to the male reproductive system. Prostate cancer and testicular cancer are two issues that garner much attention thanks to Movember, so now is an ideal time for men to learn about these conditions. Testicular cancer. The testes are small, egg-shaped glands responsible for making and releasing male sex hormones for growth of muscle, body hair and bone. They also make and move semen and sperm for reproduction. According to the Urology Care Foundation, testicular cancer occurs when cells in the testicles grow to form a tumor, which is rare. More than 90% of testicular cancers begin in germ cells that are responsible for producing sperm. The Mayo Clinic says it can happen at any age, but testicular cancer occurs the most between the ages of 15 and 45 and is first noticed as a bump or lump on a testicle. Testicular cancer can quickly spread outside of the testicle, but it is highly treatable even if it spreads. Prostate cancer. Unlike testicular cancer, which affects a relatively small amount of men each year, prostate cancer is one of the most common types of cancer, indicates the Mayo Clinic. Oftentimes prostate cancers grow slowly and are confined to the prostate gland. Still, some types of prostate cancer are aggressive and can spread quickly. Catching prostate cancer in its early stages when it is localized greatly improves the odds that treatment will prove successful. The American Urological Association says ethnicity plays a role in prostate cancer, with African American men having a higher risk of the disease than men from other demographics. Men over the age of 55, as well as those who have a grandfather, father, or brother with prostate cancer, face a higher risk as well. Sometimes prostate cancer shows no symptoms. In other cases, dull pain in the lower pelvis, frequent urination, trouble passing urine, blood in urine, and painful ejaculation may be associated with prostate cancer. These symptoms also can be related to a condition called benign hyperplasia, so it's best to speak to a doctor. Doctors will use prostate-specific antigen, PSA, tests and other information to check for prostate cancer. Some men never need to have any treatment other than active surveillance or watchful waiting, particularly if they are at advanced ages when a slow-growing prostate cancer is detected. As with any health abnormalities, individuals should know their bodies and what is normal for them. Anything that seems out of the ordinary, particularly lumps, bumps, pain, blood, or issues around the groin, should be brought to the attention of a physician. This Movember feature is brought to you by Great West Media Content Studio and in part by the sponsors on this page. It is not written by and does not necessarily reflect the views of the editorial staff.